sound? Yep, we are. Great.
Okay.
Okay, well, welcome. I am Christopher Allison. I teach history here, but also the director of the Grill Center. The date is June 10th. And what is your name?
My name is Audra Lee Koya Kurowski. My maiden name was Koya.
And what year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1957.
Okay.
This is our 65th reunion.
Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell me about your time at Rosary.
Well, I went to Trinity, which is back a couple
yeah.
of blocks, and I took music in addition to college prep. I played piano since I was a little girl. My mother started me, and then I had nuns from first grade all the way up through high school. And I was recommended by my music teacher, Sister Marcus, to come to Rosary and interview for an opening in the music department to become a music major. So I interviewed with Sister Ignatia, who was the head of the department. And I remember I played Mozart's Fantasy, and I wasn't crazy about the piece. But anyway, she said they would accept me, and the only stipulation I put on my parents, because they said, we will only pay if you want to go to Rosary College. I said, okay, but I'm an only child, and I would like some social life in addition to going to college, and I would like to live on campus. And they said, fine. And I only lived 3 miles east in Austin, right off of Division Street. But they were kind enough to pay for this experience, which I felt was part of my becoming an adult, because I was not socially comfortable in a lot of situations. And so I came here, and Sister Fredericus was the dean. She was very wonderful. And she said, you will be sharing a room with two other girls. You'll be in a triple with Della Bond from Libertyville, Illinois, who is now in heaven, and Mary Jane Deneen, who is now Mary Jane Bauman, who came from Marengo. And the three of us were in the room together. Well, this was my first experience sleeping with other people my age. And Della and Mary Jane couldn't stop talking. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They're still talking. And I said, you girls, you know what the rule is. Shut up. So I was not real popular. But I've learned since then not to say shut up, just be still. So that was one of my first experiences. Second was I really enjoyed the camaraderie with all the residents, and I had a sponsor to make sure that I felt comfortable and everything. I'm trying to remember her name, and for some reason I've known it for a long time, but I can't think of her name right now. But I think of her all the time, because she'd check in and say, do you need anything? Are you, you know, missing anybody? Mm-hmm. So they really sponsor you and help you get situated. The next thing that I can tell you is that I had lovely experiences in the dining hall in this other building there in the social hall in the main building. They had a beautiful big grand piano there. Mm-hmm. And every day before supper, all the residents would gather. And I would sit at the piano and I would give them what I call an hour before dinner music. And so I got to be well known for playing the piano. Mm. And I enjoyed doing that very much. They no longer have the piano there. I don't know what happened. They moved it out. So then each year I had to give a recital with another person. One year I was paired with Ann Willits, who eventually became a sister. She was singing and I was playing piano. She was doing her half and I was doing my half. And for my senior year, Sister Genevieve Pinion, who became my major professor, had to memorize 75 pages of the second part of the Beethoven Sonata in D, because it was either that or hire an orchestra. And an orchestra was a little out of the range financially.
Uh-huh.
So poor sister took it upon herself to be the second part, and she did it flawlessly, and my senior recital went perfectly, and a lot of nuns came because she was performing, so it got a lot of publicity that way. Mm. She recommended me for a master's at Northwestern in music, which was an honor, and anyway, I eventually got a master's degree. And I taught school in Franklin Park after I left. And so my experiences here were wonderful. I couldn't say more for being a supportive institution to help young people. Because when you're young, you don't always have your head on straight, you know. So, you know, that's my story.
That's great.
And I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you taught music for your whole career?
For Franklin Park. Yeah, there's two districts here. I don't know why my memory's foggy. There's 83 and 84, and I forget which one I was in. It was the East School on Maple Avenue in Franklin Park. Brand new building, very lovely. So I was blessed. So, and then I met my husband, got married, and moved out to Mount Prospect. And that was that. So then we had two children. So, okay.
Did they come here?
No, my older daughter went to her father's alma mater, U of I, in Champaign-Urbana, and my younger daughter wanted to see California. She went to Caltech in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah.
And then she graduated with a lawyer's degree from UW-Madison just about 10 years ago.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So, that's it.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it's my pleasure, Chris, and I'm looking forward to a beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, thank you. And
are you
okay signing this just for permission? Just your name here, and then there's two options for the copyright. One of them is giving
what's the easiest for you?
The top one. The top one's easiest for us. And then your name, your address, and signature at the bottom.
Yeah.